here because I don't want my 15 and 13-year-old sisters to die young.
Clara Nunez-Reguero was part of a student panel at Pioneer High School. She said Ann Arbor is not immune to tragedies like the school shooting that killed 17 people in Florida.
This happened in Parkland, but Parkland was very parallel to Ann Arbor. People would consider it a safe bubble of space. And in Ann Arbor and in Washtenaw County, sorry, not Ann Arbor, there have been several threats, like in Lincoln and Milan and Chelsea and Wye-High. It's really not an isolated incident. It affects us at home just as much as it does in Parkland.
The 7-member panel consisted of all Ann Arbor students except for one Lincoln High School student. They made it clear that a student walkout that was held earlier this week was just the beginning of a movement to help keep schools safe. Emma Roth attends Pioneer High School.
We have to keep momentum going, because if we lose momentum, nothing will change. We have to keep this as a hot button issue. We have to keep this in people's minds, or they will never help us change things.
As a result of the school shooting in Florida, the students who took part in the town hall got together and formed the Washtenaw Youth Initiative. Their focus is comprehensive gun control, mental health awareness, and addressing human rights issues. Ann Arbor parent Sonia Lewis attended the town hall and hopes the community joins the students in their movement by attending their events.
I know there's opposing viewpoints, but I think that everybody agrees that we want our children to be safe. I can't see how there's any disagreement on that point. And if we can focus on that common goal, I think we can get things done. And, you know, we have to be in a room together. We have to have these conversations.
Members of the Washtenaw Youth Initiative hope to create a student committee that will work with school districts like Ann Arbor Public Schools on school safety. Superintendent Janice Swift attended the town hall.
We do respect our students and their voices and their lived experience, and what they say does matter.
Students plan to host another walkout on April 20th. Details have not been released. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.